Sweet 16 and never been kissed. That's me. But only because I got one look at Luca Parrish when I was 16 and knew he was all I would ever want. I was at family bowling night celebrating my brother's blue and black's birthdays. Luca was in police academy training at the time and had met my brother Black through his work. He came over with some buddies to wish Black a happy birthday. He never saw me. Why would he? A man like that looking at me would be laughable. But I saw him. I saw him, and I'm going to make sure I see him again. And soon. I just have to make sure I'm wearing makeup, dressed really nice, and that I definitely don't look like I'm just 16. A man like Luca Parrish wouldn't kiss a 16-year-old girl. I want him to see me as a woman, and I definitely want him to kiss me. Present. Paddle, it's your turn. I'm coming, I tell Mom. The last thing I want to do is be here at family bowling night. I tried everything short of telling her I was dying of the bubonic plague to get out of it. Even that wouldn't have helped. When Ida Sue wants something, you either fall in line or run away. I can't tell you how many times I've wanted to run away. Don't get me wrong. I have an amazing mother. She's funny, talented, fiercely loyal, and a loving parent. She's strong as hell, too. She's had to be because she raised 9 children completely on her own. I admire and love her as much as I resent her. What's wrong with you, Petal? Nothing, Mom. I just had other things to do tonight. Things I canceled so I could make family night. Well, if you were going to be a grouch and try and ruin the whole night for everyone, maybe you should have just not shown up. It's Black's and Blue's birthday, Mom. Of course I'm going to be here. I just wish you had given me a little more warning, that's all. I thought we were all going to wait until Blue was back in town. It didn't seem right not celebrating while Black was here, at least. We'll have dinner for Blue when he gets back in. You still could have told me, I grouch, knowing I'm being a bitch. A mother has a special way of bringing that out in me. I might have if you'd been home much the last few weeks. I've been home every night. Yeah, but I'm usually in bed by the time you roll in. Honestly, Petal, Little River needs more structure than what you're giving him. Everything I do is for River. Don't start. Is he the reason you've been talking to that man again? That man is River's father, and he has a name. It's Luca. You say Luca, I say Puka, she says with a shrug. Now who's acting like a child? I sigh. It's an old argument. Mom has never approved of Luca, and he hates her. The friction between them is just one of the many reasons my marriage imploded. Well, that and the fact that I should have never gotten married at 17. I was a child playing an adult, and as a result, I made all the wrong choices. Hell, I'm 22 and I'm still making all the wrong choices. If you had listened to me to begin with, you would have never had him in your life. Mom, I was pregnant. Big freaking deal. You were 16 and pregnant. That happens to a lot of girls. It's not a reason to get married. He should have been arrested for messing with you in the first place, and yet somehow here he is, the sheriff. If that isn't the biggest joke in years. Mom, he didn't know I was 16 when we met. If he had, he never would have talked to me. So you say. I haven't seen one thing out of Luca Parrish that tells me that's true. I don't want to argue about this anymore, Mom. Luca and I are working together to make sure our son is happy. That's it. That's all it is. I tell her, and the slash of pain that hits me is real. I'm not lying, even though I wish I was. River has been diagnosed with ADHD and also has some other problems. We've been meeting in the evenings to figure out how best to tackle them. He was suspended for a day from kindergarten for biting and hitting other kids. River's not a bad child. He's sweet as can be at home, but around other kids, he becomes different.